My Drive, live from Ibiza Soul with Ronnie Harrell.
Yes, indeed, My Drive, we are live right here. Playing you a record that's actually out on a record label called Glitterbox. Doing massive things. Things out there. It's a massive brand already, and I'm joined by the man responsible for that brand, that label, that club night, Mr. Simon Dunmore. Dunners, how are you, geezer?
Ah, oh, very well, Ronnie. Good
You're
to
right.
see you.
Not only are you, massive in the game, but you've got good eyesight as well, because these headphones are indeed peach, and you have identified that correctly. Let's get that right out of the way.
Has there been a previous discussion about
this? There has been quite a big discussion about it, actually. We've had Facebook polls on what colour they actually are.
It's a little dark in here, so they look peach to me. But
just keep it there. Okay. That's wonderful.
I don't want to upset anyone.
No, don't worry, you ain't going to upset anyone. It's all good. So listen, welcome along, man. It's great to see you. You know, doing huge things as always. Always the entrepreneur. Always, breaking the boundaries. You know, always one step ahead of the game. I've always known you for being that guy.
Okay, thank you.
Do you know what I mean? Even early days, I said to you earlier on, you didn't even remember this, and, why would you? Do you know what I mean? Because you've done so much. But you used to run club nights when I first started, and you gave me my first ever West End gig. So on right here, live on My Drive, My Soul, I want to thank you for that. It was a night called To The Bone.
Yes, I remember it. Do you know what? I remember it now you spoke about it, but it's just... We're talking 25 years. It's a long time ago, and the fact actually that we're still here, is something to be pleased and proud about. But we obviously live down the road from each other. I work in Shoreditch and everything, but to actually come to Ibiza to see you is something we need to fix when we get back.
Yeah, we do, and obviously Melvo's working with you, Defected now. And Glitterbox, and he keeps saying he needs to come down. It'd be lovely to pop down and see you. Definitely got to make that happen.
Absolutely.
After this. But I don't know where to start, really. I mean, congratulations on everything, man. From, from starting Defected, and, Glitterbox is huge for you now.
It was, always about just trusting where, your gut and where it was telling you to go. So, I worked at the major labels. I worked at a label called Cool Tempo back in the day, and then after that I worked at AMPM. And, I was never my own boss. Right. They were signing records, they were being successful on the radio and big records in clubs, etc. But they weren't mine. I was signing them for somebody else, and somebody else was getting the benefit of that. And then so I decided that maybe I should try it myself, and if it failed, then so be it. Do you know what I mean? But if it did well, then at least it would be mine.
Yeah.
And it worked out really. Obviously, it worked out really good. At 19 years, Defected's going to be going on January the 1st. So. And then the thing with Glitterbox was just that I noticed that people were going clubbing to a later age. It's like when my dad was 30, there's no way he would go to a club. He was like sitting at home in front of the telly watching Match of the Day and whatever. Whereas, but now I still want to go out. I'm on the wrong side of 50, but I still enjoy going out, listening to great music, seeing a club in full flow and whatever. But a lot of people, not every week, but they do it on a... So I thought, maybe there was an audience, especially in Ibiza, where people were coming out for 2 or 3 days. So that's kind of how it started, but just booking great DJs, playing great records, the most obvious thing in the world. You think that's the most obvious thing, but people don't do it. They want to book DJs because they're trendy, because they've made a latest record. It doesn't mean they know how to rock a club. So I was just ended up going back to the people that inspired me when I was younger, that still DJing now, that still know how to rock a crowd, that when you see Todd Terry DJing, he's got an arsenal of records to play, but not an arsenal of records that are other people's records. They're his records.
Yeah.
Roger Sanchez, the same. Louis Vega, the same. Kenny Dope, the same. So just book those people because they're the real deal. And it's really, it's the reaction's been great, but not just from people that I thought were going to go clubbing on an occasional basis, actually kids, because they've grown up listening to those records. Their mums and dads have been playing them. So, MK will play Burning, not the Glitterbox, but... And I'll see 20-year-old kids singing that record line for line. I'm like, how do you know that record? Because their mum and dads used to play it in the car or when they were at home or whatever. So the kids know those records, and I think that's underestimated a lot of the time. So,
I mean, like, you're literally describing seeing a gap in the market, you know? Like you say, people like us, you know, I'm the right side of 50. So. Right? But yeah, I'm pretty much the same side. You know, I want to go out still, but I don't want to, you know, sometimes I just want to sort of, you know, go somewhere where it's just playing some nice soulful stuff, or, you know, a bit of boogie or disco. You've identified that and you've made it a massive brand. I mean, how do you go about doing that?
Well, we're lucky because, you know, Defected is a successful contemporary label. And so we have a big audience, and, you know, and we have an engaged community. So we're able to promote things that we believe in and stay with them. So, I mean, Glitterbox, when it started, was a disaster. I mean, you know, we had 400 people through the door. They weren't the best 400 people you've ever seen coming into your club. We were dragging them in off the street. But we had some good people in there, and they had a great time because the music was good. And they went home, talked really positively about it. And then it just grew from there, really. But the key to it really was sticking with it. And I mean, actually, my promotions girl, the first night was so bad, my promotions girl resigned. This is terrible. Why would I want to promote this? And I'm like, yeah, but you've got to stick with it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you have to believe in it. And then, you know, good music will always stand the test of time and will always win, you know. So we, you know, after the first year, that by the time it comes to September, we went from having 400 people to 1,000 people, 1,100 people. And then we started, the next year we had 1,100 people. And then we ended up at 1,500. And then the third year we started at 1,500 and we ended up at 2,000. I mean, last week we had 4,500 people through the door at High. I mean, it was a rocking night.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's people like from Dimitri from Paris playing disco.
Listen, I came in during your set at the Liverpool Disco Festival earlier on this year, the first leg, and I came in the room and it was just like, I wouldn't say it was throwback, because you had a lot of people sort of dressed up, discoed up and everything, but it was just different, you know. It's not, you know, speaking to the My Soul family, Glitterbox, if you go to a Glitterbox night, if you've never been before, from my experience that one time, you know, it's doing something different. You've got dancers, you've got, you know, it's kind of, it's all, it's just themed. It's just
fun,
fantastic.
You know,
it's fun. It is fun.
Yeah, because that's what, you know, when you used to go to clubs, or when you go to a club, you want to have a great night out. So you want to remember it. So, but it's not all about nostalgia, because, I mean, the record you just played, Aeroplane, with Tuatha Dé Gé on it, that's a brand new record. That's a new production.
Yeah.
Contemporary record. So it's not, we don't want to be a night that's remembered for playing just classics. We want to support new music as well.
Is that important when you're signing a record like that? Aeroplane, big things on the horizon for Aeroplane. A record like that has got a slightly retro feel about it. Is that important for the, you know, for the brand Glitterbox, for the label Glitterbox?
I mean, it has to fit for sure.
Yeah.
You know, it's you know, we don't want to go and sign techno records and tech house records. It's all about that feeling that I think has maybe been missing from clubs for a few years, you know. You know, my thing about going to a club, I don't want to remember the night because a confetti cannon went off. I want to remember the night because I've just heard a great record.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, you know, it's all about production these days. It's all about pyrotechnics or et cetera, et cetera. And that, you know, I got into going to clubs because I would go to a club to listen to a record. I'd stand there all night waiting for a record to come on. You know, I'd badger the DJ, can you play that record?
Oh, really? Were you one of them?
Yeah, of course. It's just like,
you know, them ones like nowadays, it's the mobile phone in your face, isn't it?
But it's slightly different now. But I'm from West London, Uxbridge. I'd travel to the Gold Mine in Canvey Island to see Chris Hill play because I knew he was going to play Astro Gilberto.
Yeah.
And I'd be waiting for that record. And other people would be waiting for that record. And when he played it, the place would go nuts.
Yeah, yeah.
That doesn't happen in a club now. The records, they're around for a weekend, and then there's another lot of records the next weekend, and another lot of records the next weekend. So we wanted to put, you know, people to walk away from a club going, I remember that night because they played my favourite record. And that's what Glitterbox is about. So walking away, having moments in time. So
okay, you're happy to stick around for a few more minutes, Si?
Sure.
We're gonna not to, because I know you got mad stuff. You got your massive party tomorrow, the closing party, haven't you, tomorrow? So that's going to be amazing. You've got a compilation that you just released as well.
Out tomorrow.
No, we're going to talk about that. We're going to go to a break. I want to play a classic, Kings of Tomorrow, finally. It's a big record for you guys, wasn't it?
There's lots of stories behind that record, but a record that's 17 years later still sounds
amazing.
Amazing.
So, okay, let's go to a break, come back on the other side, and then play that record, and then we'll continue our chat with Mr. Simon Dunmore. Keep it here.
My Soul. My Drive, live from my Ibiza Soul with Ronnie Harrell.
Here we go!
Here we go!
Time and time again. Time
Just a wonderful, wonderful record that we're playing right here live. My Driver, My Soul. How you doing, My Soul family? Hope you're all good. I hope you're enjoying the vibes. I'm joined by legend, entrepreneur, like incredible DJ, label boss. He's got Affected as a label. It's his own label. He's got Glitterbox as a label. And he's right here. Signed this record for Defected many, many moons ago. Simon Dunmore, man. Talk to me about this record.
You know, actually back in the day, records used to go for, you know, when you were licensing records, used to go for a lot of money. And we had to pay a lot of money for this record, and I actually fell out with a few people, and they're like, what are you paying this much money for this record for? And I'm like, because people will still be playing this record in 15, 20, 25 years time. Mm-hmm. And it's not about what the record's going to do now, it's what about it's going to do over time. And you know, it was just something that, it was such an amazing record. And when I heard it out, I think I heard Tony Humphries play it out the first time. It was a record that I just had to be involved with. Mm. And it came at a cost, but actually it looks like a you know, like the easiest decision to make in the world now, looking back at it retrospectively. I must have heard this record 10,000 times.
At least, yeah.
Never, ever, ever get bored of it.
It's an incredible record. Of course, Kings of Tomorrow, finally. And it is. It's an anthem, isn't it? And you've got a knack of doing that. Listen, even when you was A&R-ing at Cool Tempo, which is a great label back in the day, I remember you sending me out. And you, again, you know, I've got a lot to thank you for, because you was one of the first people to start sending me records as well as a young up-and-coming DJ. It was hard to get on any mailing lists. And Juliet Roberts, caught in the middle, man. Remember that?
Yeah, no, amazing record. Roger Sanchez did the mixing on that. I heard it in a club. I mean, you know, back in the day, I mean, you know, what a job. It sounds like, I don't want to get kind of, you know, complacent about, you know, we've done this and we've done that. But you'd go out to, I mean, I remember hearing Louis Vega play Love and Happiness with Roshan for the first time.
Yeah.
And on a Monday, I found out you played this record. India was singing on it. Starts with all this percussion. What is that record? You know, I've got to sign it. He said, I just signed it Strictly Rhythm. You signed Strictly Rhythm, and you know, you sign it. So it's just like going, you know, going into a record shop, hearing your favourite ever records. But actually, as a record label owner or a promoter or an A&R, being able to sign those records so that you have association with them and you release those records. It's like something that I'm blessed, you know, someone up there, I mean, I'm not religious, but someone or something has looked after me and made me have association with the best records in the world or the best producers. I mean, I'm not a musician, I'm not a producer, I'm a DJ. So the people that make those records are the real heroes. I just think I can hear a record and I'm able to promote it. And that's what I've done. As a DJ, I hear great records and I'm able to play them. But as a label owner, I hear great records, I'm able to sign them. And then I'm able to promote them. So, but someone has to make the record first.
Yeah. So I think obviously you're blessed with great ears, Simon, because, you know, you will hear a record and know instantly it's a hit. 9 times out of 10, you get it right. As an A&R man, back in the day, I don't know how it is now, it feels like it's probably even more pressure to sign that right record, sign the right artist and put them away, whether it's chart wise. I mean, obviously the way people consume music now, the way they purchase or listen to music is totally different now.
It is. And you know, making the transition from the industry that I was involved with, you know, in the 90s and early 2000s to the business that it is now, and that, like you say, the way that people consume their music. But what people have to understand is that music is at an all-time high in terms of consumption. People listen to more music now than they ever have done, because they listen to it in their cars, on their phones, on the tube, in a gym, in a restaurant, in a boutique, and music is all around us. And, you know, if you put out great records, people will eventually listen to that record. There's more opportunity for you to listen to music. And so, you know, streaming has been a challenge for the music industry, but I believe now, with people listening to records via Spotify and via Apple Music, and people are still downloading and people are still buying CDs and vinyl, if you run your business correctly, then it's still a good industry to be involved with.
Mm-hmm. You were, I heard that you, Strictly Rhythm is a huge label. It's a legendary or an iconic label in terms of, you know, house music. I heard that you'd bought the catalogue, the entire catalogue, but you sort of, off mic we had a quick conversation, you said you didn't buy the whole catalogue, but you've bought New Groove. I mean, how can you, you know, if you buy a catalogue of a label, especially like an old sort of Chicago or New York based house label, the catalogue of that label, how can you turn that into money? How do you generate that into profit?
Well, BMG music rights company owns Strictly Rhythm. It's a big company. It's a, you know, it's a what we call a major label. But they bought the catalogue and they didn't understand the catalogue.
Right.
Those records were not personal to the people at that company, whereas I grew up listening to Strictly Rhythm records, so I understood the records, who produced the records, who played the records, you know, whether they were club records or radio records, etc. So I had a knowledge of that catalogue. So they approached us at Defected and say, can you reintroduce this catalogue to a contemporary dance audience, or maybe introduce it to people that used to listen to it back in the day, and make them aware of it. And so that was the role we played. It's not a catalogue that we own, it's a catalogue that we love and that we were happy to get involved with. There are catalogues that we've bought over the years, and you know, like I just said to you earlier, great music always wins. So if someone's made a record that's 15 years old or 10 years old or 5 years old, and there is an audience for that, our job is to try and reintroduce that record to new people, to new ears, to, you know, whether it be people that didn't hear it back in the day or a young kid that's going clubbing for the first time. And you know, that's what I think that Defected brings. It's about taking a record that is maybe a DJ hit or an underground record or a obscure record and taking it to a bigger audience. Mm.
Well, listen, you certainly are an expert at doing that, man. And I thank you for, you know, everything you've done over the years. Listen, from booking me as a DJ early days and being an A&R at those labels, sending me records, and to doing your thing with Defected and Glitterbox now. So, finally, Simon, I want to talk to you about this compilation that you've got that's coming out tomorrow, right?
Sure.
Glitterbox, Disco's Revenge. 3 CDs.
Yes.
VFM, mate. Value for money.
Tell us
about it. Who's on it? And,
Well, I mean, it's basically tries to take people through a journey of, you know, what's been big on the dance floor over the last 30 years. So actually compiling an album where you literally look back on your musical memories over periods of time is actually something, it brings you a lot of pleasure. So, you know, there are new records on there. There are records by, I have to think now, the Aeroplane records you played earlier, and that's mixed into the Pointer Sisters, Dare Me. Now, people might not remember the Pointer Sisters, Dare Me, but they might remember Junior Jack, Stupid Disco, which sampled that record. So there's lots of references on the album which will give you a familiarity. But there's Gene Karm records on there, there's Patti LaBelle records on there, there's Patrice Russian records on there, there's Staple Singers records on there, but they all fit together musically.
Yeah.
And we like to play those records in the club, but then we like to play a record that is new and contemporary, which everyone will go crazy to as well. So, you have to check it out for yourself to get the. it's hard to explain it.
Do you know what is lovely though, right? I haven't seen you for a while. Well, I saw you earlier, I mentioned it earlier, I saw you at the Liverpool Disco Festival. It was, you know, a quick pass, and you popped out. All right, Simon. All right, Ronnie. And that was it. So it's the first time we've really sat down and had a chat. It's a wonderful thing. But you know what strikes me is how much you look like you're still loving it. You're still enjoying it. You're doing well out of it, but you're still really enjoying it. It doesn't seem like a chore.
But listening to good music, I mean, listening to bad music is a chore, and you have to do that as part of the job. But listening to good music is, you know, is something that's always been important to me, even from my early teens. So, but you know, the thing is, Ronnie, it's just like, you know, actually, you know, you've been a DJ. We've known each other for 25 years, and you're still a DJ. You're on My Soul. You still get booked and whatever. So, you've got good ears as well, man. Because, like, if you didn't have good ears, people wouldn't be booking you. You wouldn't have the job that you're doing now. And it's just like, so it's, you know, the reason that we do what we do and the reason that we're still here is because there are people like you around that have been supporting us for all of that time. And I'm happy to support people like you, but don't underestimate the fact that we need the support as well. So I need to thank you as well.
Listen, you've absolutely got that. And I look forward to that call, man.
So,
I look forward to that call.
Listen,
we're going to play a track from the compilation. We're going to play Slippery People, the Staple Singers, which is a wonderful record. Of course. Thank you so much, Simon, for coming in, man. Good luck with all the Glitterbox, with the whole of the Glitterbox project. It's a wonderful thing.
Thank you, sir, and thank you, Ronnie, and thank you, myself.